Hey friends, welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. We're so happy you've joined us for today's Encore Lift with Christian Science practitioner Doug Seitzma. Doug lives in Boston, Massachusetts.
My in-laws at the time had recently discovered Christian Science and told me about it, and I was interested, so they gave me a copy of Science and Health and read it from cover to cover. And I concluded that if any religion was true, it was Christian Science. But at the time, I was drinking heavily and using marijuana, and from my viewpoint 30 or 40 years later, I wanted to escape the pains and unhappiness of life, but I wanted to hold on dearly to the material pleasures, and so I took several unsuccessful steps until I was willing to say, okay, I'm willing to do it the way Mary Baker Eddy says to do it. The only time at that point in time that I would have read a Bible, as if he locked me in a room and said I couldn't come out until I understood it. I got myself into a jail cell. It was just a New Testament of the Bible, but every jail cell had one, and I started reading it out of sheer boredom. The jail cell was on lockdown 24 hours a day, and all they would do is throw a brown bag lunch in three times a day. Reading the Bible gave me a precious sense of our Father's love. It was a different point of view that started to form. It was the Christ, God speaking to human consciousness, leading my thought to where it needed to be. I heard one of the 48 roommates in that larger jail cell had a slipped disc in his back. And at this point, I was just on fire with the Spirit. So I went to him and explained a little bit about how practical Christian Science was. And I told him that the comforter that Jesus promised was there in the jail cell present right now to comfort him over the pain he was in. God made us in his image and likeness, 100% spiritual. And it lifted a great fear. Several hours later, he went out to shoot some hoops. And they caught me before I went out to the exercise yard to go before the judge, and the judge released me on my own recognizance, like right after his fear disappeared, I believe. I was in two different jail cells, a total of 7 days, and it was the happiest week of my life, really, strangely enough. I drank alcoholically for 30 years, and it's now been 30 years. I've never been tempted to drink again because I had experienced true happiness. The counterfeit variety didn't tempt me any longer.
Thanks so much for joining us. We hope you'll join Doug and Jenny Sawyer for this episode of the Sentinel Watch program. The link is on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.